Text 121. Jack Kerouac. We moved.
It was drizzling and mysterious at the beginning of our journey. I could see that it was all going to be one big saga of the mist. "Woo-wee," yelled Dean. "Here we go." And he hunched over the wheel and gunned her. He was back in his element. Everybody could see that. We were all delighted. We all realized we were leaving confusion and nonsense behind and performing our one and noble function of the time. Move. And we moved. We flashed past the mysterious white signs in the night somewhere in New Jersey that say South with an arrow and West with an arrow, and took the South one. New Orleans. It burned in our brains. From the dirty snows of frosty Fagtown, New York, as Dean called it, all the way to the greeneries and river smells of old New Orleans at the washed-out bottom of America. Then west. Ed was in the back seat. Mary Lou and Dean and I sat in front and had the warmest talk about the goodness and joy of life. Dean suddenly became tender. "Now, damn it, look here, all of you. We must admit that everything is fine, and there's no need in the world to worry. And in fact, we should realize what it would mean to us to understand that we're not really worried about anything. Am I right?" We all agreed. "Here we go. We're all together. What did we do in New York? Let's forgive." We all had our spats back there. "That's behind us, merely by miles and inclinations. Now we're heading down to New Orleans to dig old Bull Lee, and ain't that gonna be kicks? And listen, will you, to this old tenor man blow his top?" He shot up the radio volume till the car shuddered. "And listen to him tell the story and put down true relaxation and knowledge." We all jumped to the music and agreed. The purity of the road. The white line in the middle of the highway unrolled and hugged our left front tire as if glued to our groove. Dean hunched his muscular neck, t-shirted in the winter night, and blasted the car along. He insisted I drive through Baltimore for traffic practice. That was all right, except he and Mary Lou insisted on steering while they kissed and fooled around. It was crazy. The radio was on full blast. Dean beat drums on the dashboard till a great sag developed in it. I did too. The poor Hudson, the slow boat to China, was receiving her beating.